Okay, the question again is, back in those days, did you see any American movies where there were Chinese roles, not necessarily played by Chinese, but the roles were Chinese?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, could you describe some of them?
One time I see a movie, they and those American people make up look like a Chinese child, a Chinese, and they're gambling over there,
mm-hmm.
and then a fight in a gambling house there, and they call it the tongs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way back. The 1920 something those days.
So did you make any protest?
No, I was a kid.
And but you said the Chinese consulate did something about it, right?
Not that I know. When way back, I know there's a couple of times in Frisco and then the Chinese consulate, they protect the concert, one of the protesters, you know.
They went to protest?
Yeah.
To the studio, the movie studio?
Mm-hmm.
Did the movie studio do anything about it?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Did you see any Charlie Chan movies?
What's that?
Did you see any Charlie Chan movies?
Yeah, Charlie Chan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you like those?
Yeah, those are good. They have a program all last a little over 2 years, that program.
In the 30s, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The different, every time it's a different, different pictures.
Mm-hmm. How was Charlie Chan portrayed? What kind of person was he?
Oh, got a long beard.
Mm-hmm.
And act slow, walk slow, and
mm-hmm.
talk slow, in soft voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then he have a son, number one son, number two sons. And
what did those sons do?
And the sons, investigate, the son go with him. See.
Oh, to help him investigate?
Yeah, help him investigate.
Were they portrayed as being intelligent?
Mm-hmm.
I see. And how about Anna May Wong? Did you see any of her movies?
I saw her a couple of times.
Do you remember what they were about and what kind of roles she played?
And I guess one time she plays her part, I think, a maid.
Mm-hmm.
And with the rich people, is it?
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
That's so long, I forgot that.
What type of jobs did most Chinese people consider to be ideal or perfect for their children in the 30s and the 40s, before World War II?
Well, a lot of people, mostly the people, they send the kid to the schools, you know, and they want their son to go back to China and work for the government. See?
Work for
economic
the Chinese government?
Mm-hmm. Get education, you want, go back there and engineer, work for the government.
Mm.
They like that. See?
I see. That was in the 30s and the 40s?
Yeah. 30, 40.
And the 20s also?
Mm-hmm.
I see. And what would they do now? What would they consider to be ideal now for their children as jobs to have here?
I don't
here?
Know the people, but I like to my son, if I have my chance, if my son is smart enough, I like him to be a doctor. But now I got one just pharmacy. See.
Just pharmacy.
Yeah.
I see. And what would be your second choice besides doctor? And why? Why do you suppose a doctor would be an ideal job?
As I told you, the doctor, it's much after he graduated, much easier for them to make a living. But if you're in business,
mm-hmm.
you need a lot of capital
mm-hmm.
to buy merchandise, eh?
Uh-huh.
The sales, eh?
Uh-huh.
But the doctor, you know, you have nothing to buy, you have nothing to sell, see?
Mm-hmm.
All you do just get an office. If you're a good doctor and you got a lot of patients.